Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
What's up? This is Andy Arnott. This is a Seller Roundtable quick tip. And today I'm going to be talking about the top 5 mistakes I see Amazon sellers making when it comes to selling on Amazon. So as we let a few more people jump on, I will get started here shortly. All right. So first things first, I want to talk about SellerCon. If any of you guys were there, it was very nice meeting you. I got to meet a ton of people. You know, chat with all the leading minds in the industry. It was great to talk shop and talk to people and see what's working for them, what's not working for them, introduce them to our tools and what we're doing and seeing what other people are doing. And one of the things I was super impressed with is even though a lot of us there are technically competitors, we all get together and help each other out. One of the overwhelming themes, I think, when we were down there, my friend Barkus from Six Leaf, we talked a lot about this, was that, there's over 2 million Amazon sellers and that number's growing. So all these service companies, people like us and all the other service companies, there's plenty of room for all of us to exist and to be successful. And it was really great to see that kind of everybody there was supporting each other and didn't see any animosity or things like that, things that that you would expect to see if you were hanging out with a bunch of your competitors or people who are technically vying for the same market. But the cool thing about that is like I said, what we realize is that the market's very large, so lots of people to go around, customers to go around, whether it's on Amazon or on a software tool, or if you're doing consulting, anything like that, there's plenty of room to go around. So that was fantastic. All right, guys, so let's get started. When we work with a lot of clients, lately especially, we've seen a lot of products, a lot of people coming to us saying, hey, I've got this inventory, it's not successful, we're having a really hard time being successful on PPC, on ranking, things like that. So, one of the biggest things to think about is a lot of these people are using sourcing tools. I'm not going to name any sourcing tools. You guys all know them. There's a bunch of different ones out there. I'm not going to pick any because I don't want to single any out. They all work pretty much the same. Try not to use a sourcing tool as your first step. Don't use a sourcing tool. Just go to Amazon and start searching random keywords or clicking through the best sellers to try to come up with product ideas. The reason for that, I say, is because everybody else is using that same procedure. A lot of courses and things like that kind of teach you to do things that way and also, stay within a certain type of criteria. I highly recommend not doing that because what I'm seeing more and more and more is Me Too type products, stuff that's super saturated. So never go and use those tools and find, I think a lot of them call like the opportunity score or, something like that. Don't use those metrics, when you're sourcing, at least not on the first step, because that's when you're going to run into a lot of trouble. All right. So the next thing, that I see another, another huge, mistake is not knowing who you're going to sell your product to. If you think like, I'm going to sell, a yoga mat. Well, that's great. But who are you selling that product to? Who's going to be your main customer? Who's going to be the people who are going to come back and seek you out and look for your product? Because there's 1,000 other people selling yoga mats. So the first thing you should start with when you're starting to come up with an idea on what type of product to source or what niche you want to get into, things like that, is to build a customer avatar. Now, I'm not going to go too deep into that. There's lots of different resources. Just search Google for how to build an avatar, how to build a customer avatar, something like that. You'll get lots and lots of results. The gist of it is, the cliff notes of it are, is to just know who your target customer is. You know, is it a 35-year-old mom with two kids who's affluent and drives a Prius? Things like that. I mean, you really want to go as deep as you can to really build your ideal customer avatar, because when you go to target, the fringe from that avatar will also most likely be interested in your product. So make sure that you're building that customer avatar and getting very clear on who and what your customer is. Once you get that dialed in, then you're really going to be ahead of probably 90% of other people in the industry or who are trying to come up with these product ideas. All right, the next thing is to look for overall demand in the product or a similar product in that niche. Things like, like lots of things that we like to look at and, stuff we suggest you look at are things like Google Trends, Pinterest, Twitter search. These are all great places to verify demand for your product. There's also other ones like Wish.com. In other words, you want to go out and find as many sources as possible to verify that that product is going to be in demand. You might think you have a great product, but you might go out there and find that there's absolutely no demand for it. So no matter how great the product is, if nobody's out there looking for it, it's not going to be a good product. Another good source would be something called Google AdWords has a keyword tool. That's another good source. You can go in there and see if actually people on Google are actually searching for those keywords related to that product. Once you do that, what I like to do after that is then go to coupon sites. The reason I like to go to coupon sites are those are going to be a really good indication of if those products are already highly saturated. So websites like Vipon, and I think there's another one called Elite Deal Club. I think that's Viral Launch's website. Any of these websites, Rebate Key, any of these websites that are giving discounted products are actually a really good place to do research, because if you're seeing a bunch of those products on those websites, then you probably already know that those product niches are going to be pretty saturated. Okay, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, mistake I see coming from people trying to come up with product ideas on Amazon are the failure to know what your marketing costs are going to be before you get into that product or that niche. What I mean by that is, right now we have, a client who has a supplement product, and, the sale price is about $20. But if you go in and look at the main keywords for that product, you're looking at a cost per click on Amazon PPC of about $6. So if you do the math on that even really quickly in your head, you're going to know that that product's going to be extremely hard to get any type of margin from, because so much of your spend is going to go to those pay-per-click costs that in the end it's just not going to pencil out profit wise. So make sure that you know what your marketing costs are before you even think about sourcing that campaign. A lot of people are like, well, how do I do that? It's actually pretty easy. All you do is you go in and what we do is we just go and build a fake campaign, and we in the first step of that campaign, we don't actually create it, but you can add keywords, and then all you do is add those keywords, maybe your top 10 keywords that you're looking to be bidding on when you get that product, and look what that range of what Amazon's suggested bid is for those keywords. If you're selling a $20 product and the cost per click is $5, I would definitely suggest you look for a different product. The other side of that coin is you can actually find really great products that way. If you go and find a product and you go into Amazon PPC and you find out the most that most of the top keywords are, under 20 cents or something like that, then that could be a really great product, because you'll be able to scale those PPC campaigns pretty easily and get some great profit on the back end. Now, along with that, once again, you definitely want to make sure that those keywords have a decent amount of volume. So that's my last but not least, keywords. People fail to do keyword research when they're sourcing a new product. This is one of the first steps that we do. We go out and we look at keywords and what kind of volume and demand that they have, and then also the competition on those keywords. And then we work backwards from that. So that would be absolutely essential for your first step. So many people don't do keyword research, but it should be one of the first things that you do when you're talking about sourcing new products. Now, back to the first mistake was I said, don't use sourcing tools. Now, don't use sourcing tools in the first step. Some of these sourcing tools are actually pretty useful in the last step. So after we do all of our research, after we do all of these things, the last step that we do is to actually use a keyword sourcing, or not a keyword sourcing tool, but a product sourcing tool to actually verify what we've researched. Now, if we go to verify it and one of those tools is saying it's not a good product, we still trust our research more than what they're giving us, because theirs is based on an algorithm and has very few, there's very few human touch points. Now, you know, algorithms can only be as good as the data that's in there, and that data can vary greatly from tool to tool. So, you know, just use that tool as kind of a last step to gain a little more insight into that product, into that niche. Once you do all of those things, you should have a really, really great, chance at having a successful product. Now, all that being said, you can still do all that and have an unsuccessful product, but this is a really, if you avoid those pitfalls, those five pitfalls, you should have a really great chance of finding a good product. Now, another thing to really think about when you're doing this, is you may want to use the technique that Amy and I have talked about quite a bit, which is, the technique where we source a fairly small amount and we build a listing and we test the product to see if there's demand before we go out and spend a lot of money on, a ton of product. Now, if you've been doing this for a really long time, like myself and Amy, you probably have a pretty good idea on how this all works and kind of a good intuition. And, generally we do fairly well on this. So we end up, ordering fairly large amounts off the bat. But if you're new at this and you're not super dialed in yet, sourcing small to test is a absolute great way to start and to learn the ropes and to dip your toe in the Amazon waters without risking your life savings. All right, guys, that is going to be it for today. We are going to be back next week at our normal time for our seller roundtable. And if you guys have any follow-up questions to this quick tip episode, please feel free to reach out then and join us live, and we can follow up on any of the questions that you have for that during that time. All right, guys, thanks again, and we will see you again next week. Hey, Bart, how's it going? Thanks for tuning in live. Appreciate it. All right, guys, see you next week. And once again, like I said, if you have any questions, go ahead and have them ready, and we should be able to answer those for you. Also next week, or maybe we'll just do I'll just do kind of a separate episode, either a sell roundtable extra or a quick tip episode about some of the things I think that that were gleaned from the Silicon Conference. Things that I see kind of the trends and what a lot of people are talking about. I'll get more into that next week. All right, guys, take care. Happy Wednesday, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com, and amazingathome.com.